أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My topic today is on repentance. Repentance, but for whom and when? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verses 17 and 18, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلِلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أولئك عاتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. It can be translated as, God accept the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and repent soon afterwards. To them will God turn in mercy. For God is full of knowledge and wisdom. Of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil until death faces one of them and he says, now have I repented indeed. Nor of those who die rejecting faith. For them have we prepared a punishment most grievous. The Arabic word tawbah means to return, to come back. A person's tawbah after he has sinned means that God's servant who had turned away from his master in disobedience has repented and has returned to obedience and service. On the other hand, tawbah on the part of God means that the attention of the master, which had turned away from his erring servant, has once again turned towards him. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear to his servants that tawbah is acceptable only from those who commit errors inadvertently and out of ignorance. Such persons will always find the door of God open for them whenever they turn to him in repentance. But this tawbah is not for those who pile sin upon sin throughout their lives in sheer indifference to God and who cry for pardon as soon as they see the angel of death approaching. The Prophet ﷺ has warned against this attitude in the following words. God accepts the repentance of a slave until the gurgling of death begins. For when the last leaf of a person's book of life has been turned, what opportunity remains for a person to return to righteous conduct? Likewise, if a person spends even the very last moment of his life in a state of disbelief, and then on the threshold of the next life, he comes to discover that the facts are quite contrary to what he had imagined. What sense is there for him to seek forgiveness? Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bi-ayatihi wa dhikril hakeem innahu ta'ala jawadun kareemun malikun barrur rahim.